Is your recorder ready?
Yep.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto. Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Yes.
Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Only one not here is Mastalotto, and she's on her way, should be.
Glenn, would you lead us in the salute?
I would.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, sir. Acknowledgement of visitors. I see Alyssa's here from the city.
I am.
You are? Cool. I don't know what agenda item, but we'll get to you here soon, I'm sure.
We also have, I would like to introduce our newest administrative assistant, Christina Needs, from SCORE. She's going on a couple weeks here now. She's been awesome so far, so I asked her to stay a little late so she could meet you guys today.
Nice to meet everyone.
Welcome, Christina.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here.
And your last name? Peterson.
She retires October 11th.
It's hyphenated Needs. And I, pardon me?
You live in Buchanan?
In Live Oak, so center.
Well, welcome again.
Yeah, thank you.
And item number five is board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included last month's minutes in your packet. If there was any, if you guys found any errors or any anything wrong with them, you can let me know now and we'll fix it.
Any comments?
I make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes of March 25th, 2025.
I'll second that. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Aye. So carried. Employee number six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we had a meeting on April 2nd, and we included those minutes for you guys' review in the packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions? Comments?
I'll make the motion that we approve the safety meeting minutes for April 2nd, 2025.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? So carried. Number seven, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Coach came in. I'll let him take it from there.
Yes, I met with the manager starting that this morning, reviewed warrants, finding everything in order. I'll make the motion that we approve warrant 30300 to 30357, including commissioner checks 1164 to 11669 and electronic fund transfers in the amount of
$607,683.56. I'll second that. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Next item, number eight, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included those in your the monthly fiscal report. Fiscal reports for March in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now. Oh, I did have a correction. Last month's fiscal report in the February category, there was a typo. It said that it was $23 million, our total cash, and it was not. It was $21,000,024. We caught that going over these this month. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. Last month, there was an inaccuracy in the active and inactive cash monthly recap.
All right, with correction so noted, I think it's just an informational item.
Yep.
Any questions, board members? Thank you. We'll move on. Item number nine is RCPS funding discussion.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So as we all know, previously by agreement, the city of Oroville had agreed to pay for the construction portion of the Rudy Creek pump station upgrade. When we got our construction estimate on that project, it came in higher than what City Administrator Brian Ring had budgeted for. So they are here to kind of explain, Alyssa from the city is here to kind of explain their budget situation as much as she can. And I'm asking the SCORE board to discuss and give direction on how we want to move forward.
Alyssa, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a seat.
Well, I can introduce myself. I've been with the city for about just short of a year now. been there since...
No way.
I know, June. It was mid-June. Currently acting as a Director of Public Works and City Engineer, and I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here. I don't know, unfortunately, Brian Ring couldn't make it. He knows a few more of the details on this particular matter, but he did share them with me before this meeting. So I just want to let you know that the city did budget, and I believe that this was in discussions with managers here at SCORE, the potential for what the maybe worst case scenario may have been for what it would take to construct Ready Creek lift station. And it was budgeted at $2.5 million. So when we did all of our, when the city performed all of the new tax rates and pushed all the new rate improvements or rate increases, it was accounting for about $2.5 million to put toward Ready Creek. I believe, in looking at the document that was provided to me by Brian Ring, Jacobs is estimating, so this is based off of a 90% design, about $3.5 million, so it's like $3.4 and change. So we're, the city is about has budgeted about a million short of what would be needed in order to fund the full construction of Ready Creek. So we are, I believe Brian has stated that we'd be willing to maybe go up to about 2.75, but that's about all we could stretch it as far as what's been budgeted. We just don't have the dollars for it. So we'd be looking to SCORE and potentially Thermalito Water and Sewer District to assist with the construction
cost. So any surprises in that estimate?
I mean, it definitely came back high. Me and Brian did have conversations, and we came up with our best guess, which is basically what it was, is a best guess. It did come back a million higher than what our guess was. I understand that your guys, the city's master plan and all that stuff was set using those budget numbers. From my point of view, from SCORE's point of view, it's got to get built. I mean, it just absolutely have to. If it doesn't get built, it's essentially, and you guys know better than me, from the city, that's where the development's is pretty much stuck to at this point in time. Not stuck, but that's the majority of the open spaces out there. And you can't develop anymore out there. It's at capacity right now. So, I mean, it would literally shut down,
Welcome, Angie.
Thank you.
Shut down any new development out in that area. So from SCORE's point of view, it's and not even counting new development, currently it's at capacity. Currently we are at the risk of spilling at that station right now. So for us, it's got to get done one way or the other. And that's why I'm asking the board to kind of figure out how we can do that. From SCORE's budgetary standpoint, it would be putting, if we had to kick in money for this thing, which we're already going to be on the hook for well over $1 million for SCORE's portion of it, which is permitting and design. It would be putting down other projects. So, I mean, we're in the same boat as the city would be as far as, if we pay for this, we're not paying for something else. Same situation that the city's in. So, for me, my hope would be that the city would honor its agreement. That would be my hope. Now, I realize you can only squeeze so much out of a turn.
Well, and I'll add a little bit of history, because it goes back it goes back to a napkin agreement at lunchtime about 40 years ago. And this is well before any developments occurred back in that time period. And I think I don't think there's any subdivisions out there when that was, committed to rebuild that pump station. It was only the airport, and the golf course wasn't even hooked up, if I remember right. So it was just the airport that the city was trying to provide, but the expansion is going to occur, clearly, and we've had other subdivisions built since then. We don't have those hooked up, do we? The city? Which ones do we hook up? I don't even know. Cal Vista?
Yeah. And then you got 20th Street.
Right.
Anything that the city owns.
Yeah.
Pretty much, there's a little bit of Thermalito on that. Thermalito comes in above that station. I mean, there are a couple of trailer parks and whatnot, but most of the new subdivisions are owned by the city.
Yeah.
Except for Lakeside.
Yeah.
Lakeside. Well, you guys service Lakeside?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And what this is that this is where impact fees come into play. This is what impact fees are for and that kind of thing. That's why the city had the impact fees for it. So I don't know. I don't know what the score's feeling is. I mean, we have to do it. I mean, that's, you know. And then the other thing is, I remember discussions that we asked for planning, engineering planning, so that it would cover the entire potential area all the way out to 99, if that all develops, because there's no sense sizing your pump station for, you know, halfway going. I mean, might as well do it. I'm not sure why was the pump station put there to begin with? Was that a different history? Because I know there was a talk about having another plant out there off of Ruddy Creek a long time ago. I don't know that it ever developed.
I mean, at the time, it had to serve Harlan and all that area right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was prior to the airport.
Yeah.
That was all it's for. Everything, like I said, everything else comes in above that.
Yeah. So is Harlan ever on the sewer? Okay. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just looking at the sewer tie-ins, at least for the city, it's primarily the commercial, I believe, like off of Challenger near the airport, and then the airport itself kind of to the south. But then our line ties into a thermally to water and sewer main, and that runs then to the lift station.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a combination thing.
Well, basically, the city's using Thermalito's line to get to the sewer plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you catch Angie up to date, please, on those figures?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The estimates, the engineer's estimates, and we don't know if this is, it's a design bid build, so design estimates are coming back at about $3.5 million, just under $3.5 million. The city budgeted $2.5 million. So we are looking at about $1 million shortage in construction funds right now to build.
But you said you'll push it to
2.5.
We could push it to 2.75. Yeah, we think we could. And according to Brian, he thinks we could do another quarter million to support it. But we would be looking for assistance from either SCORE and or Thermalito to maybe help with some construction.
And that'd be $250,000 to us.
No, that'd be $750,000 to us, and that's if it bids at 3.5. Since in my 4 years here, we've bid two projects, and they both bid higher than what the estimate was. That one's significantly higher, double. Now that was in a weird time, COVID, whatever, so hard to tell.
Situation.
But this last one, the upgrade that's right now, it was construction estimate was 14.5, and it bid at 16.2. So it's not nearly as bad, but I wouldn't assume that this one's going to bid. I would assume it's going to bid at close to $4 million. That's just you know, the history shows that it's probably going to bid higher than that estimate. So we would be on the hook for, and then any change orders, you know how that goes during a project, any change orders, that SCORE is going to be on the hook for that, because even if you guys, if the city was going to cut free the whole three, they're going to have a not to exceed. They're not going to be like, blank check, here you go. They're going to be like, here it is, this is all we're giving you. So anything that goes over, that's going to be on SCORE. So
we'll be changed.
Yeah, and so for me, for you know, a big deciding factor for you guys here at this table is SCORE. Like, one of the projects we would probably have to put down would probably be solar. And solar saves will save SCORE $500,000 a year. But we can't do both. Mm-hmm. And so that's a bad situation. You know, I mean, that's a bad situation. So, but
we're almost out of capacity anyway. We got to have next phase has got to happen.
Right.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that we have options here on not doing as far as that capacity stuff for SCORE or Ruddy Creek. Stuff has to get done. So,
what's our other options?
You guys go back to the council.
Yeah, we that's an option too. But we're running tight with stuff. As Alyssa knows, she hit us up with a paving program that if we really fixed our roads to a 50% level, 50% level is $156 million.
And so,
Thermalito
was mentioned.
Are you putting anything into this or not? I
don't
know. It's not Thermalito's agreement. It's agreement between SCORE and the city.
Yeah.
Nobody's addressed the Thermalito board yet on it. So.
Hi.
And see, I'm confused about what, where Thurbolito comes in, because I didn't know Harlan Avenue was on the sewer there. So maybe we ought to figure that out.
It would be interesting. I know that, I believe Thurbolito does have a flow meter, so it monitors what the city...
Yeah, we have a flow meter at their 5th and Grand out of the airport station to tell you what the flow... The city's a considerable amount of that flow that comes through Feather River Lift Station.
Yeah.
It's not like just a tiny portion. It's a decent portion. I can give you exact numbers here. I can look at the flow chart.
Sure, that would certainly help me.
Yeah, but that's already been taken account of. So on this one here, the city's, what flew through the, or went through the city, the Thurbolito's has already been added to the city. Okay. We do a math problem there.
So then probably the next step is find out what the flows are and figure it out, because it'd be nice to figure out who's what and then who's going to have the future expansion, because my guess is the city will have the future expansion. I guess, I don't know if the 20th Street development, is that going to be on city sewer or Thurbolito?
I think that one's that one will be coming through Rudy Creek, I believe.
Well, I know it'll be coming through, but the 20th.
Who's it connected to?
The subdivision. Is that going to be connected to the city or the Thurbolito?
I don't think it's the city.
Well, it's in Thurbolito service area, right. But it's a
city project.
I know.
I mean, just like all these new apartments,
right?
That all flows through Thurbolito.
Right.
But it's still a city project. So. That's a different agreement between Thurbolito and the city.
Right.
On the use of the East Interceptor.
Yeah.
Well, if we want to keep growing, we need both. We need the phase one and we need that Rudy Creek.
Well, it sounds like we probably need to, you know, look at that agreement and figure out if that needs to be updated or something. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. I'm learning as we go along.
Me too.
It's no decision tonight.
Yeah. Well, appreciate the information.
Thank you.
Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
That way, appreciate comes down the line, and it'd be great if it came in at 2 million and we'd all be happy.
Right. It would be a miracle.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Yes, sure.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Any other questions of Alyssa?
No. No.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll continue that item. Appreciate bringing the board and get the information up. Number 10 is a public hearing.
Just to hold up on number 9.
Okay.
I need to get some direction. So my direction is to figure out what the percentage of flow is coming through.
Essentially, yeah, to get some of the details of the project and out there. And maybe the city needs to review the agreement with Thurbolito. I didn't even know we have one. They drew.
Well, you have one for the East Interceptor. The East Interceptor, right.
I'm not sure, what that looks like at all.
And I'm
not privy to that. But.
What comes out of the airport complex, I'm not sure what that agreement is either.
Yeah, that's
I mean, basically the city's, flowing their sewer through Thurbolito's lines.
Gotcha, I'm just curious, if we get some more subdivisions, like the Ruddy Creek subdivision, would that be city or, I know it's in the city, but is that gonna be a Thurbolito provided sewer?
Well, anything within Thurbolito service areas, they're going to provide the water, the sewer.
Right.
But it's a city project, so
you're
adding flow to Thurbolito's.
Sure. Oh, yeah, infrastructure.
So.
Kind of interesting, because I never even thought about it there, too.
I mean, you do the same thing up in Lopez area, too.
Oh, sure.
Of, Foothill out that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Or Lopa does, I think, flows into the city, or vice versa. Mm.
Yeah.
Up in like the Brookdale area or someplace up in there. There's a
shared line.
Shared line.
Mm-hmm. Stuff, yeah. Well, we'll get down and get to it.
So, I mean, we're in a point now. Okay, so the city can't commit to the agreement fully. Station needs to be built because it's at capacity. I don't think it can go through another winter like it did this last one. So something has to be done. I don't want to say this, but you put a kibosh on any development past 14th, west of 14th Street.
Essentially.
Until this is resolved. Or, there's an agreement that, I think the city needs to hold to their agreement. If SCORE puts in any money in, I think the city needs to reimburse it. That would be my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have an agreement with the city, right? And I know it goes back 40 years. Mm-hmm. The board does have the authority to force the execution of that. That is, you don't really want to get in litigation or stuff with a, you know, somebody you play in the same sandbox with. But that is one of our one of our potential recourses, is to make sure that agreement is enforced.
Well, and it sounds to me like we also need to have a review of the agreement for that whole area to develop. I mean, that's because I have a question in my mind, and I've been around forever. I don't know how it's all going to play out, because yeah, we have the airport, and Par 4 is your provider, right? Is that Par 4? No, what's the name of that subdivision?
Linkside,
thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me for using Par 4, but you guys handle the sewer collection there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the pump station's yours?
Yeah. Okay. Linkside pump station's theirs, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We need to, you know, figure out how the services are going to go, because we have a lot of discussion about new projects out there. And, you know, as a new project would come in, you guys are going to be the collection, and you should get impact fees, you know, for that, which I assume you would collect.
Yeah, they do. They get their RFC, their connection fee.
Connection fee of that, so.
If the property is in the city limits, mm-hmm. but it's serviced by Thermalito, mm-hmm. who receives the impact fees and who approves everything?
Well, that's the essence of our dilemma right here. You nailed it. Yeah.
So the city receives the impact fees. Thermalito receives their connection fees. SCORE receives their connection fees. SCORE deals with the sewer part of it, if the project's big enough,
the treatment part of it.
So we'll look at that part of the project and decide whether we have the capacity for it or not. And then Thermalito will do the same thing on the collection side of it, the sewer system side of it, and tell whatever the developer, you need to do this mitigation, or we need this new line, or whatever, and they'll handle their part, and then the city will handle their part, which would be like the impact fees for the city or whatever. It does get kind of convoluted when you have that situation where it's...
Well, and it goes back a long term, because some of these developments have occurred since that agreement. I mean, there's been more development out there, and you know, I'm learning a couple of things. I never thought about that.
Well, you think about it was only built to serve Thermalito. The city is the one that decided to annex everything out past 14th Street. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's where, and they knew that was going to happen. That's why this agreement came into effect. Mm-hmm. They knew they were going to impact the facilities.
Right.
And now it's, I mean, 40 years down the road.
Yeah.
You would have hoped it happened in the 80s, but it didn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, this plant was supposed to be upgraded in the 80s, mm-hmm. and it didn't happen.
And then in the 90s, and then in the early 2000s, and
yeah. Right.
So, all right, I'm processing this. This is how I process it.
Well, we need to put it basically on a map that we can all process it, because I'm even confused at this point.
Well, I'm not. There was an agreement, and the agreement was signed by the city. Mm-hmm. Boy, that was done. Unless you were going to do it ASAP, right? Because now we're 40 years down the road.
Yeah.
So I believe that if we do not honor, now I'm just saying, personally, they have every right to sue us.
Mm-hmm. More likely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's just keep it real. We're all adults.
I don't think it needs to go that far.
I would hope that it would not get to that point.
It won't.
I would hope it would never get to that point. I will probably not live through that.
And I did not want to take on.
Yeah.
So this discussion came up in the past also because of the subdivision that they want to put out in the wildlife area by the After Bay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever one that's called.
Was that Rio de Oro, or is that one Oro Bay?
Oro Bay.
Yeah. Oro Bay.
Yeah.
So it was discussed when that first came to town.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the city started working on the pump station project, and then they just dropped it.
Yeah.
Because the subdivision went away.
They went away, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. the city had a 20-year development agreement with Oro Bay. That when they were going to develop that 20-year agreement about 2 years ago expired, so there's no development agreement in place, and Oro Bay is still only in a dream, in a booklet about that thick. And I haven't heard anything more. Somebody was asking about it, but
it's recently been inquired about again.
Been inquired about, but that's about as far as I've seen.
That would be a you know, well, they couldn't do it quick enough.
But. And it's expensive because they're required to put in all the pipeline to get to. And then you run into, okay, now they're probably hooking to the Linkside pump station, and the Linkside pump station pump up to the Root Creek pump station, which then would pump to the Feather River pump station. Although you can't have a million gallon a day pump station going into a half a million gallon a day pump station. It's just not going to work, right?
Right.
And that's another problem that we're going to have if this station isn't built.
Right.
And this new pump station is built out to have, three upgrades on it?
Yeah, so I was going to speak to that. So the way it goes in right now, it'll be 10 horsepower pumps. But those, we can change the wet end, which basically means bigger impeller. So you can get one upgrade there, one capacity upgrade there.
Right.
Then you can come in and change the motor, bigger motor. And then you can come in, which will also give you more. And then you can come in and add another wet end again, another impeller on the new motor. So you should have, it should be expandable for 30 years or something. I mean, we really made sure to make sure that it's expandable and that this thing does not need to be rebuilt.
Right.
You know, all it needs to do is have new impellers, new pumps, and you got expansion, you know. So it should be good. It should, you know, and we did that on purpose to make sure that we could expand it.
Well, it only makes sense for the whole, you know, area. But it's interesting to me because like Oro Bay, I never thought who would actually be handling, you guys would be handling the water for sure.
And the sewer.
And the sewer.
Just the conveyance of the sewer.
Yeah.
So that would go back to answering Dave's question about survey of potential growth to 99.
Right.
Yes, it should cover all that. Yeah. Should cover all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It should be able to. So currently, it pumps about 300 gallons a minute each pump. It's going up to 500, but at the end of after all of them, it would be up to 1,000. So, I mean, it's like three times the flow that it takes right now is what you could expand it out to.
You know, 20th Street, all that area is going to eventually.
Yeah, well, that's the subdivision. I think it's Stoley has that 200 lot subdivision that's off of 20th. And his only holdup right now is the environmental issue. He got, this is before the current administration, he got told he was going to have a 2-year mitigation of ferry shrimp there at $2.5 million to mitigate that. So, I don't know how. Class is going to get that subdivision going, but that may change with the current EPA. So that's a pending. The only one I know is ready to go is Rudder Creek on 18th. That subdivision is ready to go, as far as I know. I mean, that's in the city, and you guys are going to provide the sewer and water. So I think we just need to get a pretty broad scope of the whole thing. Because I'm sitting here confused myself. All right. Glenn, you got enough?
No, I just needed some direction on what information you guys need me to get.
I'm sure there'll be more follow-up meetings.
I'll get that.
Yeah.
This one, the other thing is, you know, we're kind of in a time crunch.
Sure.
Yes.
You know, this one might require some special meetings to figure this thing out. So I'll let you guys know, obviously. Right.
So I have one question about the agreement with the city. Mm-hmm. So if the agreement states that 100% is paid by the city and we agree to cover the shortage, but we also need the solar. Are we gonna pay monthly installments on the solar where we can make an agreement to them where they paid us so much a month or so much a quarter to pay for the solar so we can get both of them?
I mean, typically the solars, they're gonna just want all their money right up front. Yep.
Okay.
Now we would get, it's a $2.8 million, whatever, we would get about $700,000 back in tax credit from that.
Mm-hmm.
We still will be putting another $2 million in the bank over the course of the next fiscal year. You know, so it's, you know, we could probably do both. You guys are just going to, and myself, we're just going to have to get comfortable with having the reserves lower than they've been in a long, long time.
And the only real major question to that is we got an $18 million project that's under construction, and a change order for that project could be
huge.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah. Sure.
And the other concern for me is now we had a meeting with the county and they told us it should be about 6-week turnaround, but we're in a reimbursement thing on that grant too. So SCORE could end up getting a giant bill that I'm holding, that I gotta pay, and I'm waiting for 6 weeks to get my money back from the county.
For their grant.
So, because that's an $18 million project, even though we're only on the hook for $8 million of it, SCORE's gotta pay the $18 million.
Two projects, the first phase of this remodel and then the solar. And we don't wanna take money out of there.
I was just kind of thinking outside the box if there was something that would help us
So I mean, a reimbursement thing could work. I mean, we just have to figure out the terms.
Sure.
If we did that, we would want that an agreement in writing to that extent. We would, because that'd probably be an amendment to that original agreement. Mm-hmm. We want to make it very clear what those terms would be. Mm-hmm. And we need your approval on that.
Sure.
So right. That's okay. Not anything that...
Can we go beyond using a napkin, though?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Any other questions? Good discussion. Thank you. Next item is number 10, I guess, a public hearing, right?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll let Plant Supervisor Salcy take the floor on this one.
Yeah. Tonight's public hearing is on the Rudy Creek Pump Station project. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk a little bit about the design of the project and explain why we have an environmental review.
Do we need to open a public hearing?
Yeah. It's 5:30 hours. We'll open a public hearing for item number 10 on our tonight's agenda.
Thank you.
This is an overhead map of the current Google map of the Rudy Creek Pump Station. It lies immediately south of Oral Dam Boulevard, west of 14th Street and east of Harlan Drive. It's this tiny fenced-in area here, a couple hundred square feet, is the existing pump station. As many of you are aware, we purchased the neighboring property from our neighbor immediately south of us, and so this is the outline of the new property. It runs actually our new property is goes across Rudy Creek, so this sparse dotted line here is the new property. The dark line, the fenced in area, is where the new pump station would be here. This is the outline of the new pump station. There'd be a big gate here to drive in. There will be a new grinder wet well, wet well that houses the pumps and the valve vault with the electrical panels and everything right next to it. There's not much of a design here to talk about. Here's an overhead view of the three vaults. Again, the grinder vault, the pump vault, and the valve vault, and this is what an overhead view would look like with the lids on the access gates for each of those fixtures in the facility. And then a side profile view of the grinder in the manhole, pumps down in the wet well, and the valves in the valve vault with bypass valves. So that's just the basic design of the pump station. It is a huge upgrade to what we currently have. The wet well design is a night and day difference to between the dry well, wet well style that is currently there. Part of the reason for the environmental review is because it's on Rudy Creek. The new effluent pipe will go through Rudy Creek and up to the manhole on Oral Dam Boulevard. And so tonight's public hearing is requesting the adoption of the initial study, mitigated negative declaration, and a mitigation monitoring reporting control program that goes along with the initial study. We are currently, as part of this process, getting permits from the Fish and Game and Regional Board to allow us to dig through the creek. And get this, the project constructed. The report had no significant findings of major impact, hence the mitigation monitoring reporting program that will allow us to mitigate any impacts. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
I'm just guessing that the way this is underground, is this essentially a confined space entry?
What part of it? The vaults are themselves are confined spaces.
The wet well will be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking because generally I assume you have two people when you make entry.
Yeah.
Oh, anytime we do anything like that, yeah, we'll have two people.
Yeah, many of the vaults around here are confined space. Right. We do our own little permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what makes upgrading the station so nice because the current station has a dry well and a wet well.
Yeah.
So the dry well actually
is a confined space.
Confined space now. And this will take all controls up above ground, so you don't
Right.
Yes. Have to have.
Yeah, they won't have to go in any hole
Somebody
unless they got
to
go.
Somebody won't have to go down in here.
They should never.
It out on a yep. rail system.
Yep. So
it's bigger. And typically that would be planned for because it'd be preventative maintenance
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they should never have to go down in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency situation.
It's nice to see the improvement in design.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are keeping the 8-inch line that goes under the creek currently.
The
It'll
existing
just be
line.
Abandoned in place. But that way, if for whatever reason, another city pops up out there, you'll have another line going under the creek. You won't have to get back in and dig under the creek. You'll just have to dig it up on our side to the lift station and hook up to it.
I'm only asking this question because I ran into this in another situation downtown. Is there a requirement to test the pipes?
Not that we're aware of.
Pressure test right now.
I mean, for new construction, they'll do, yeah.
Yeah, they'll
new
test.
Construction, right. They'll yeah, but like the current stuff, no. But the new construction, yeah, it'll all get pressure tested, hydro tested, all that stuff.
Before it's finalized?
Yeah, before it's accepted.
I across a preschool in town that has been required to have all the pipes tested for a variety of things. Not just leakage, but I've never heard of such a thing. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Typically, it's done on new construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just did it on the East Interceptor. They hydro tested and
right.
and pressure tested all that stuff. So,
it's interesting because PG&E is hydro testing every gas line in town right now.
Yeah.
And they're replacing a lot of lines. Okay, any questions for this public hearing?
Did anybody mail in any complaints or notifications?
No, we noticed all property owners within 300 feet and all the Native American tribes for the region, and we didn't receive any comments.
Okay, great.
Cool.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 02-25, Mitigation Negative Declaration and Mitigation Monitoring and Reporting Program for the Rudy Creek Pump Station Construction Project.
I'll second that.
I believe that's a roll call vote.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes. Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Thank you all. We'll close the public hearing at 5:37. Number 11, budget approval.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So you guys took home a copy of the budget last month to review. If there was any questions or concerns, now is the time to bring them out. We can make changes. We still have a couple months to get it finalized if you guys weren't happy with it. It does have in here the solar. I did budget $2,860,000 for solar. With that being said, you guys have not selected which project you would want to go for. So if we are moving forward with solar, if you do approve it in the budget today, then Micah and myself still need to bring back which projects we recommend so that you guys can approve or deny which project. So I just wanted to make you aware it is in there, but we have not just picked an actual contractor yet to do that. What else? It's gone up 3.9%, which is more than I wanted, but kind of is what it is. Next year, we should have a little slight reduction in the salary and wages because our office supervisor is retiring, and she is a classic PERS member, and the new administrative assistant is a PEPRA employee, so that saves a little bit of money there. Obviously, there's a difference in how much they both make, and obviously having both of them here at one time costs more money than having only one. So we will get a little bit of savings in that. And we did budget in here as well for some pond relining engineering. We plan to use the Doug LaMalfa $2 million that we received from him that we're still working our way through that process for pond relining, but I did want to budget for the engineering part of that in here. I did also budget for two new auxiliary pumps up front to make that the auxiliary pump station brand new, essentially. We loved the third one that we got last year, the brand new one. The other two were still the weak spots there, though, so I'm asking for permission to replace those. I believe me and Commissioner Coach went out there and talked about that a little while ago, and he saw the value in that. I did budget in here for the West Interceptor inspection. that's still something that we need to get done after we had that incident on the bridge a couple years ago. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of there's a few of the things that would be not typical to see in the budget, some extra projects that I wanted to get done. And then obviously you guys see the upgrade in there, CM and SDC for Rudy Creek and the plant upgrade. So anyways, I can handle any questions now that you got. And we can, yeah.
More kind of an inquiry, because I'm fine with the budget. The new city yard, we originally, phase two, would have put a gasoline fuel station in, move the tanks from the city yard and move them down there. There was a plan to just start using Dawson Oil for right now, but our costs have gone way up, I mean, really way up. And so there's another discussion about putting in that fueling station. Has SCORE ever participated in the city's fueling station?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm just asking the question because we used to have Feather River Recreation Park District use that same fueling station, and somebody else, I can't remember, but and the advantage is the cost of fuel.
It's
cheaper because we buy bulk. So I'm just throwing that out there as a thought pattern, not anything to do, but it's going to be pretty convenient right over here. And
well, we can save money for sure.
Yeah.
We use Dawson's. That's who we use.
And currently, we switched over to Dawson because the fuel pump management system has gone defunct because of the computer software on it. So they kind of said, "Well, we'll just go ahead and just use Dawson." Well, yeah, but
it's a lot more expensive.
Oh my goodness! For our between the cops and the fire department and public works, we're probably looking at almost $500,000 increase in fuel costs just alone.
Yeah, that's
so. It doesn't take long to purchase another tank or whatever we need to do. So just something to think about
in the future. No, SCORE would be interested in that. I mean, any type of cost savings, where you know, cost sharing, cost savings.
It was a card lock system, which is easy because every vehicle has its own
card.
So just something as a thought pattern.
Gotcha.
Other than that, any questions on budget?
I just have a couple.
Sure.
One thing I wanted to know is how much we have in reserves.
And well, all those accounts are listed in here. So, and
what item is that?
So we have multiple different reserve accounts. So they're also on this sheet right here.
Oh.
So currently, as we sit here right now, in unrestricted cash, we got $7.5 million. In the WCRF, which is the replacement fund, we have $958,000. In the RCNA, which is regulatory and capital, so that's earmarked for things that only fulfill regulatory and capital requirements, we have $8 million. In the capital outlay, which is basically just new capital projects, we have $4 million. And then we have $300,000 in the fines and penalties. So, which comes up to a total cash of $20,823,000.
So, if we decide that, and we do need to finish Ruddy Creek, if we decide that we're not going to do the solar this year, will the budget just change? Is that what you'll do, or how?
Yeah, we just wouldn't take that 2.86 out of it. So that would just on the there would just be $2.86 million more in the capital improvement, the capital outlay fund, Exhibit E.
And the solar will make us money.
It would make us money.
We just need to decide how we're going to do
that. What, $40,000 a month?
$40,000 a month. That's the savings for solar.
Did you need direction on which solar? Because I remember we had choices of which solar.
Yeah, so that we have we're pretty firm in which one we want to recommend, which would be United Sun. But we were going to bring those next
month.
Without
batteries.
The one without batteries.
You know, it's interesting. When I was in Hawaii, we flew over the island and we saw the solar panels with all the batteries. That is a chaotic mess.
Yeah.
With all the batteries.
Yeah, we'd like to avoid it. So, and it's got to me, it's just a no-brainer. It's a half, I think, what's it, 3.8 year payback period. The other one's 7.5. I mean, it's just better in a numerous ways. So that's the one we were going to recommend. We didn't bring it because we wanted to kind of have the Rudy Creek discussion first and the budget discussion. But so I quick penciled this thing out just for the meeting in case one of you guys asked. If we were to pay for all of it and pay, you know, and have to come up with some money for Rudy Creek, we could still do it. It would drop us down to about $5 million, and our annual budget's close to four. So
We don't know what that's going to overrun.
Exactly, and you don't have no idea on these change orders. That's what scares me.
The effluent line washes out. There's $5 million.
Boom. Yeah. The generator dies tomorrow. That's $1 million. So you know, I don't really feel comfortable dropping it down. Yeah. That's why I said for me, best case scenario is the city pays for it, you know. With that said, it's got to get done. So we got to figure out a way to make it happen. Whatever combination, I mean, it's got to get done. So,
can the city get any grants?
Well, I mean, we certainly tried with grants. Grants take a long time.
Yeah, it's a five-year process. Yeah, four or five years.
I agree with you, but
yeah, that's a long time.
We're at 90% on the plan, so
yeah. First thing I did here is me and Micah got the grant, or we didn't get the grant. Micah pretty much got the grant. The $10.3 million, and we haven't spent a dime of it yet. Mm-hmm. That was in October of 2020 when I took over.
Well, so the curb gutter and sidewalk thing that we're just finished out this week, we started that process in 2015.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's a road project, but that's how long it took
to
get it. And to add to that, we are going to have the other park done next summer, not this summer. We did meet with Caltrans, and the money is not going to be siloed off. It's committed to this project. We met with the district superintendent, and we've offered. They're going to make some patches for us, just to add on what I'm talking about. And we've offered the city yard here, the new yard, if they want to park their equipment here overnight instead of taking it back to Chico or wherever. So you see Caltrans equipment, and that's why. So we made that offer to them. But they committed to at least patching it, because that roadway won't make it another year.
Yeah.
Or damn, it's terrible. So. Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions about
that? Just to bring it up, if you look at the proposed budget, down here at the bottom where it says electrical power treatment, $680,000. I mean,
just to run the place.
Just to run it.
Yeah.
It was 120,000 when I was manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, it's a runaway train. The PG&E is a runaway train.
So I mean, you're looking at 600. What, 2 years is 1.3 something million.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge savings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good project.
No, it's the only thing.
I understand the dilemma we're in, but
yeah,
I see the benefit to the solar, and I know the benefit to Rudy Creek Pump Station, but that's where I get locked on this agreement. It's like, I hate to say it, but you know, the city's dropped the ball more than once in some of this stuff. Not blaming you two.
No. Yeah. We understand.
But anyway, that's my 2 cents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and you're right though. PG&E is a runaway train. I mean, if they're right now, they have 18% on the books, an 18% increase in front of the PUC.
Well, I'm not trying to defend PG&E, but our bigger problem is the California legislature is requiring them to pay for all these, requiring them to provide these social programs through PG&E. That's where we're getting hit hard.
Yeah.
Almost as much as 30% of rates are based on the social programs as PG&E is being dictated by the legislature. And that's all utilities have now. So I have another, I'm not saying PG&E is great, but boy. So the thing that's thrown at us is terrible. Anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I would say we adopt this budget as is and see how it turns out. I mean, we don't have to spend the money.
Nope.
Fair enough, though. Yeah,
when I bring the projects to you guys can say no. We don't have enough money.
That'll be a motion, yeah. So, a motion to adopt the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget.
And that's a roll call?
Yes.
All right. Roll call, please.
Second. JG. Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yeah.
Unanimous.
All right, item number 12, attorney's reports.
Yeah, really, I don't have much to report tonight. At the next meeting, closed session, I do intend to give the board an update on the litigation involving K&M developers. Other than that, that's all I got for tonight. Okay.
We don't have any other pending actions.
I do not. Let's keep it that
way. Sorry, I said on a telephone boards, I have to sometimes remind myself, where am I at?
No other legal actions pending.
All right, thank you, sir. Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we no operational issues to report this month. Got a report back on our state inspection that we had. Great, flying colors, no problems. Didn't think we would, but always good to get the final report back that says we're doing a good job. Kind of gone over. Oh, our funding section here. Our cybersecurity grant has been put on hold while they figure out stuff with the federal government. So
They're trying to pressure me into buying some stuff. We don't need any of the stuff that they're trying to pressure me into buying. They're like, oh, we'll get reimbursed later. Just buy it now while the prices are good. It's all for cybersecurity.
Remind me how much that grant was. $78,000.
$78,000. Yeah. So we're supposed to get, I think, 7 new PCs, but mainly it's like
the PC, new server.
It's a server. It's mainly for cybersecurity. So it's not anything that
was essential.
That's messing with our day-to-day operations. So I told him we'll just wait for the funding to come through before we spend any of it.
I'll just throw this out, Visa, you're on the topic, because I got contacted. The federal government would like us, as local government, to have a SCIF.
Have a what?
A SCIF.
What's that?
It's a secure location. He knows what it is.
Yeah, the Air Force did have top secret information discussed.
Gotcha.
A closed session.
So we need to bury a convault in there or something.
No windows.
Con box, and we'll go in there and have secret meetings. Okay.
So if that happens, because I was asked to, you know, have local government put a plan in. I mean, it's possible. I mean,
just make the room that you store the fireworks into.
Yeah. We can go bottom floor of the old influent pump station.
Yeah.
No one will go in there. It's super secure.
And part of it is because they declared Dorval Dam a potential target.
So. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I mean, we may have a SCIF. I don't know. We'll see. But that's just one of those interesting things that, you know, I get on my mayor's email.
Is it a SCIF? Is S-K-I-P?
S-C-I-F. It's a Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was a big bank vault. About as big as this building, but you went through this door that was like this thick.
Yeah. Ours would probably be in the basement of City Hall, because that's a scary place.
Yeah.
If we ever do it, but I just throw that out there.
As long as it doesn't rain, then you don't
want
to be down there.
All right, thank you.
So plan upgrade, we just attended our first construction meeting with the Myers & Sons. They're all mobilized and they're starting to prepare for work. Over here on the East Interceptor, that's about 90% complete. They're just waiting for the groundwater to drop. I told him that's fine. With the rain season pretty much over, we're not worried about the INI until next year, so they can take their time and get that done here in the next month or so once the water level drops in the ground. Just the tie-ins. That's it. Everything else is done. They one of the manholes needed some mortar on it after hydro testing. It leaked a little bit, so they fixed that bad boy up, and then everything else passed with flying colors. Rudy Creek's up to the 90%. Should be looking at, what would they say, about 8 weeks for final design?
I think it's less than that. I think six.
6 weeks, so like that should be done. So that's why I was saying we're getting in a time crunch on that guy. Had a meeting with Brian Ring, city administrator, and Jamie Boucher, manager over at Thermalito Water Sewer, about the importance of Rudy Creek and why it needs to get built. I had an individual meeting with Brian on the funding for Rudy Creek. Had a meeting with Dave Goyer about Lincoln Senior Apartments. And also had this one should be on everybody's radar, had a pretty good meeting with him about, with Manager Goyer, about the state's plan for sewering Palermo. So they've been given $3.5 million planning grant that's going to go through LOAPUD to get that done, 654 connections, and their plan is to bring that to SCORE. Mm-hmm. So that's another huge capacity, thing. It's going to eat up some capacity there. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing for that community down there. It's a good thing for SCORE. It's a good thing for LOAPUD. A part of that planning grant, we've talked to them about looking at purple pipe down to Palermo from SCORE. So we figured if they're going to spend money to plan things, we should let them plan something for us. So.
And don't let them forget about the city's right of way.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the key thing that's going to help everything out there. It goes all the way to South Belton.
So that's all I got, unless you guys got any questions for me.
So the only question I have back to Ready Creek, So you're going to do a little bit of research on it, and then what's going to happen? Because that's not going to bring in money.
Nope. I'm going to come back and report the flow numbers, and I'll probably just email you guys, to be honest with you, so you guys have that information previous.
Well, and you'll share it with Alyssa to come to the city.
Yep. I'll be in contact with them, but other than that, I mean, we're still going to have to.
And the current flow is really not telling the story. It's future development that needs to tell the story.
Yeah.
But, I can talk for hours on this.
Yeah, I just think that it's what I've heard so far, that it's just going to be a number, and we're going to be in the same situation.
Essentially.
Well, Scott brings up a really good point, because the city, and we can get some numbers from the folks in the county as well that are connected to the sewer. Well, actually, Thermalito could provide some of that information. That would be good information to have. And then we could also do the vacant lot survey and figure out how many potential growth in that area that could connect to the line or to that, that would attribute waste to that pump station.
Right, but you got to figure everything past 20th Street is the city.
Mm-hmm.
So the city's going to be contributing.
Oh, sure.
The majority of the flow through that station.
It's a combination area. It's just like any, like, you know, low-bid areas. You got multiple agencies involved. And you don't want to have this conversation with Bill Conley, because he'll start saying that's why we need to consolidate.
100%. Exactly. 100%.
And this is where we can show our true colors regarding, well, you know, unity.
No, exactly. And that's what, and that, you know, that you're 100% correct. And this is one of his, one of the things he likes to play. This is one of the cards.
Yeah. It's a little function.
This is one of the cards he likes to play, is a situation like Rudy Creek. And then, you know, and if we had a situation, and like I said, God forbid that we got into some legal agreement, he would use that to eat us alive. He would be like, look, they can't even friggin' handle their own business. Look, they're suing each other.
Yeah.
They should definitely be consolidated. It's it's not working. Look, they're suing each other.
Yeah.
You know, so, how this one gets played out is big. And we, and at this point in the JPA meetings, we got Paula sitting here from the
county.
The county. We got both LAFCO people here. I mean, so everybody's eyes are on it. And so far, they like the way we were playing well in the sandbox together. And we're saying, hey, we're going to do a functional consolidation. We're just going to all be on the same page.
Right.
That's just the managers.
Exactly. But, you know, something like the Rudy Creek, if that caused a big fight, he's going to load that thing up immediately.
I don't think it needs to cause a big fight, but I think the city needs to go down every avenue they can to fulfill this commitment.
Yeah.
And then when they say we can't,
or how much
reason,
money they have,
then we figure it out.
Have a formal request.
Well, and I think you're bringing up a really good point, because we need to clarify the whole expansion of that area. Who's going to do what, when, where? I mean, I'm confused right now because of the, you know, the jurisdictions. You know, you're going to be farther in sewer and water. The city's going to be some here, there. The airport's a confusing thing. We just need to get it all played out, because the staff that we have now, they don't know. I mean, they're this is learning.
They're
And their institutional memory is not there.
Yeah.
You know. So I think, it'll get worked out, I'm sure.
Have we seen the agreement? I don't remember seeing it.
We can send it to you.
I'd be interested in seeing it.
Yeah.
Sure. Just to read
That's probably a good idea to share with us all.
Yeah.
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 It's a lengthy one.
Yeah. Is it like 300 pages?
No, it's one page.
It's
one page, and basically
it's an amendment
says,
of a napkin.
Yeah, it's one page, and basically says if.
Glenn, can you just print that out?
I'll get it. Yeah.
No. I'd like to have it.
I probably would have it.
Google.
The other thing I have while Glenn's out.
I just keep the agendas with my notes.
Ever since this lawsuit, I've kept everything.
Well, I have everything.
I'm going to stop putting it in boxes.
The agreement's pretty basic.
I've got everything on the lawsuit. All my emails, everything.
All the
fortunately.
It's still legal.
It's still binding.
I want to mention while he's gone, I also sit on the housing board. And Thursday we had a rush meeting to finalize the Lincoln Senior Apartment. So that's, you guys have done a great job getting it put together for the senior apartments, which is another 61 apartments.
Right.
And then the stack of funding for it all is what the housing agency gets involved in. And I don't remember our numbers, but there's like five different entities that are putting the money together. It's about $16.5 million to get that project going. So that was approved on Thursday. And we kind of got stuff late. They were actually printing documents while we were in the meeting. Kind of interesting.
So here's, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Dave. Things that make you go, you don't have that shelf up there.
Uh-huh.
This is 40 years later.
Yeah.
Not faulty, because I wasn't there for that city council. But why did you sign something where it's... There's no sunset period. You know, if it does not pan out within such and such a time, we come back to the table and we renegotiate. Mm-hmm. But how do you just, that's like a blank check.
Well, it was because back then, the city, everybody was confident that the growth was going to happen.
Well, right. We were confident that DWR was going, okay, don't yeah, look at where we are.
So that's what, you know, yeah. Nobody expected it to be.
No.
We figured it'd be done by now.
Yeah, but in government, you don't just figure. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't. Well, they did.
Well, you're right about our FERCA license. We're 18 years now. Since we signed the settlement agreement. 18 years.
Yeah. I mean, we're dealing with thermal later, we're dealing with WDR too.
It's printing.
And they're
it's a common
because their 50-year agreement is up.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So they didn't want to renew another long-term agreement, so we renewed the short term and are working on the long term. During the short term.
So is that agreement related to pulling water out of the canal?
Yes. Because when they, you probably don't know much history, but they took Thermalito's structure that fed water, and when they built the dam, so they have to use the dam as a capacity.
So do you guys purchase water from DWR?
They come, no, it's
Related from the
Concom.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what the total agreement is and how it states, but.
Because it's similar to where Cal Water buys water from, buys the county Schedule A water from DWR, and that's what they pull it out of the canal for their source at Cherokee Road. They were the first purchaser of State Water Project water. California Water was in 1958.
You know, it's here in town.
Yeah. I have a picture of the signing ceremony. Yeah.
Great.
Dave, how old
are
you?
My understanding, they our structure now to
he
build
knows where the first body was buried and beat
transferred water.
The other day, I was we had a council meeting on December 3rd last year, and I sat down to think about it, and I just remembered December 3rd. That's the day I started working for the city, December 3rd, 1974.
Oh, that's wow. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, I really
when I did the math on that, it was
it's just beautiful and it's
over 50 years ago.
I don't need
it. It was.
Thank you.
Mike's printing you one out.
25 years. I've got even a page.
Oh, wow.
City. Who was the signature Ryan? From the city?
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
City attorney?
Oh, Chuck Luter. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Who was the mayor?
Does the attorney like to see an agreement like this?
No, I do not. For our situation, yes. If I was the city attorney.
If you're Charles Luter, they'd probably be like, give me your card, bro. You don't get that anymore.
And you know what the problem is now is the city charter
1986.
Says. Yeah. The mayor shall sign all agreements. This is the city charter pulls out. So there's no mayor's signature there. And that's one thing we've just discovered because we tried to get the charter updated and we tried to get that out and it didn't get a chance to move out. So
people didn't know what they were reading. It was like a foreign language.
Yeah. Very true. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was really sad.
Okay.
It's simple. It's real.
Manager's report. Anything that's what we already did that.
That's it. We're done. I'm done unless you guys have questions. So,
I was just going to say one follow-up question to Angie's question. Solar, do we want to bring that back next month?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I mean, if we're in the comment session, go ahead.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. yes, before I shoot myself. Please go ahead.
So, I mean, if the board decides that solar is the way to go, mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at substantial savings for SCORE.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
I would like to see it come back next month.
Okay.
If there's any presentations or any more information that everyone we shared here, because we got to think about if it's something that we do plan to put in, to install, if tariffs go into effect, it's going to cost a lot more. So if it's something we need to think about, if this is a plan that we want to move forward on, we probably need to move forward on it prior to
quickly,
July.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Which
point.
Can be done by a majority of the vote. Even though it's in next year's budget, the money's still in the bank.
Sure.
So anyway, so I don't know what Ryan thinks of that, but
regardless of the decision or negotiations in regards to Pony Creek and financing that portion. You're saying we do strongly need to go ahead with the solar.
I didn't even think
about tariffs, but you're right about that.
I mean, if everyone agrees, that's an avenue we want to go down. I mean, you're looking at almost $700,000 in power. Mm. It's a fairly no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
You put the 2.6 up right now, boom, 3-4 years, whatever it works out, you're down to hopefully zero, but I doubt it's going to go to zero, but it's going to go.
Yeah. When really it's 2.6 to put up, but it's really you're getting 700,000 back too.
Yes.
So it's really 2 million actually out of our bank account.
Did you get the research on that? And how
they were supposed to cut us a check. That's the way that works.
There
you have it.
So for 30% of the cost, then you get a tax credit check back to score. Since we don't pay taxes, we'll get actual money.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So there's a. I mean.
So between that and the first year savings, there's a million.
Well, you think about it.
That's $1 million.
Between that and the first month savings, you know, there's $800,000 that could go to Rudy Creek if we so choose to do that.
Wow.
You know.
That's a carrot.
The solar is the only thing at score that we can spend our money on that brings us money back is the solar. Everything else costs us more money. That's it. Aeration basin improve everything. It's just going to be a bill forever. But solar is that brings us money. So
did Caltrans,
over time, I mean, it takes a little while.
Did Caltrans ever contact you about the easement that we have over Ruddy Creek because we deeded the property to them where Ruddy Creek is now? Have they contacted you about asking for that easement
back? They're going to get the easement back. That's part of our
engineers.
Yeah, you're bringing up PTSD
right
for
now.
Me. So, to have Caltrans let you put a power pole in there, like basically they're like, you want to put a power pole there? Give us the other right of way. I mean, it's become like a bargaining chip.
A tit for tat.
They do not want to give any more right of ways in there or any more power poles in their right of way. They don't want people driving off the road and hitting power poles. And so they're trying to protect their right of way. They won't give PG&E anything in their right of way anymore. And so we had to use ours basically as like a bargaining chip to be like, hey, can we do this?
So are we going to need that easement in the future for anything? We're moving that completely off of that property, and we're not using it for access or anything.
We'll use the road that comes down for access. Yeah.
And the pipeline will be in their easement.
Yeah. Yes, the pipeline's still in their easement. So we'll still have an easement for our maintenance easement.
Yeah, and when we sign off on the easement, we're gonna all look at that first before we sign off, and then they'll give us a new easement for our new project.
I mean, we have an easement right now. We don't need an easement for our new project because it's on our property.
We bought the property.
Yeah, but I mean, the old Ruddy Creek, we deeded that property to Caltrans, and then Caltrans gave us an easement over that. And I had heard the same thing that you're saying, that Caltrans is very picky about power poles. So I was wondering, that easement that we have over the current Ruddy Creek, are we going to have to give that back to them? But then are they going to give us an easement for what we need over that existing property that we have the easement on? Do we need an easement?
Well, they're two separate easements.
Yeah.
Different properties.
They're two separate.
Okay, we have one that's a maintenance easement for the whole length of where our pipe is, all the way
driveway from, that we currently use.
Yeah, all the way down, and then we have the easement for the little piece of property that you're talking about, the fenced part. So that one is going to go away, but we'll still have our maintenance easement for the whole line.
Okay, so we're fine if that goes away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just wondering about that.
We wanted to keep it. We were trying to include that into our new fencing area. We were just going to
use the same.
Bring our whole new fence into that one and
increase the area.
No, you're not going to.
Yeah, they can be tricky sometimes.
Say the least. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope. Good.
Visitor comments? We handled that. Commissioner staff reports, anything? We just informed the group. Anything you got?
I'm good.
Got?
I've said enough.
Dennis? You're not going to make a request for popcorn?
Oh, no, don't.
We can have popcorn for meetings.
That's another inside story.
That's on the inside.
Yeah.
Or is that?
Yeah.
A heightened discussion on a particular issue, and I said the next closed session I was going to bring the popcorn.
Oh.
Oh.
Gotcha.
And for once, it wasn't me. Angie, anything?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. I'm good. We're good. All right, folks. I would say the chairman will adjourn the meeting at 6:09. We are adjourned for the next regular meeting to be held Tuesday, May 27th, 2025 at 5 p.m.
That's good.